Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, welcome. I guess we are desperately trying to be a coronavirus-free movies and musicals. But, of course, it is affecting concerts and events and films.
Yeah, the film industry now getting hit big time, I think, as well. Yesterday, the South by Southwest Festival announced that it's been cancelled. First time in its 34 years, which I think, you know, on the surface, you go, OK, that event is cancelled. But you have to think of all the sort of independent filmmakers that had, you know, reveled in the success of getting into the festival. They probably have these strategies as to how they might sell their movies based on it. And then suddenly it's all cancelled. I'm not surprised, to be honest, because during the week I was reading about, oh, Netflix are pulling out, Apple are pulling out. They're not going to the event.
Okay.
And it just started to seem, well, how can they run it?
Yeah.
But one of the scary things I read in the statement was that the founders of the event actually said that they didn't have insurance coverage for disease outbreaks. They had it for everything else, like terrorism, you know, property destruction, weather, but for disease outbreak, they didn't have it. So
that's
that
tough.
Will be, you know, curious for them to see how that plays out. And of course, everybody's looking now to other events, the Cannes Film Festival, Coachella, all these other big events as well. Will they suffer as well? CinemaCon, another big one. And of course, MIPTV, which takes place in Cannes as well, that's already been cancelled.
Yeah, and I suppose the first film news in terms of not coming out when it was meant to is No Time to Die, announced this week. That's going to cost them a fair penny, Garrett, isn't it?
They reckon around 30 to 50 million in costs due to pushing the movie back to November. And I can understand why they did, because I suppose you have to launch big. This movie cost about $250 million to make. So they have to cross over $600 or $700 million to start seeing a profit on it. Now, if some of your markets are not even opening, particularly China, which accounted for about 10% of the box office for Spectre. And so those cinemas, about 70,000 of them, are currently closed. It's a huge risk to open that movie. So that small bit that they're going to lose in terms of it is, you know, potentially just going to hopefully be taken by a big box office when it does come around. They're still going ahead with some of the things. Actually, Daniel Craig is set to host Saturday Night Live tonight.
Oh, really?
You know, because that would have been the build up in terms of the press. That's going ahead. It was too late to sort of cancel that.
Okay.
So he will do that.
And we have the Bond song, not the score yet, but we have the song. We're
so
ready to go.
Just, you know, they'll just hold on all of that. I think they spent, what, about $4.5 million on the Super Bowl ad. But look, the hype will build, won't it?
It will, it will. It better be good come November. That's all I can say. What about Monster Movie?
Yeah, James Wan is actually teaming up with Universal. He's going to do an original horror thriller inspired by the studio's Monster Movie legacy. So if you think about The Invisible Man recently and how successful
loved,
that was, and that we kind of expect that to be a sort of standalone film, what they're looking at here is this story will focus on a group of teenagers who discover that a neighbor is building a monster in his basement, a monster which soon goes on the loose. Robbie Thompson, who did Supernatural, is writing the script, and Wan is on board to produce. Now, is this a sort of Frankenstein story, because this has been muted by Blumhouse Productions? We don't know. But Wan himself's very busy. He directed Malignant, which opens later this year. He's also produced The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It sequel, and the Mortal Kombat reboot early next year. But it seems we're going to get a lot of these monster movie legacy movies done in a new style.
Okay, what about The Goonies?
So The Goonies is not technically been remade, but what you've got is a TV project that's going to use The Goonies as the basis for the storyline. So in the series, it follows Stella Cooper, a woman who fails to make it in New York, returns to an auto to her distressed automotive hometown to sort of substitute teach. She finds inspiration, hope, and ultimately salvation when she agrees to help three students who are pursuing their filmmaking dreams by putting on an impossibly ambitious shot-for-shot remake of one of the students' favorite movies,
The Goonies. Gotcha. Okay.
And so that kickstarts your story. Raymond Rodriguez has been cast as the male lead in this. This is from the stable of Amblin. So Steven Spielberg is on board. Richard Donner, who directed the original movie, is on board as well.
That bodes well, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the creator of it is Sarah Watson. This is not unusual because there was a shot-for-shot remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark that a group of students made.
Really?
At one stage. So maybe they've been inspired by that and that's what's going to kick off this entire series.
All right, we're staying with TV for now and The President.
Yes, this is the making of Showtime's drama pilot, The President Is Missing, which, if you remember, is a very successful book from Bill Clinton and James Patterson.
Yes.
It's been turned into this big series and they're doing their casting. So Anne Dowd, who would have been in American Animals, is set to play President Gillian Stroud in the drama. And you've got David Oyelowo, who stars as the powerless, politically aimless US Vice President, who unexpectedly is promoted to president halfway through the administration's first term when the president goes missing. So he walks into a sort of secret world, threatening crisis both inside and outside the White House. It's going to be a big series, this, I think, when it does come along.
Interesting event to TV as opposed to film, but we'll keep an eye on that. Now, speaking of things going missing, the Bermuda Triangle.
It sounds like a perfect kind of franchise if they get it right.
Yeah, if they get
it right,
because
they can do so many things about what happens in the Bermuda Triangle. But it looks like they've got the creative team that they want anyway, because Doctor Strange and Sinister director Scott Derrickson and his writing partner C. Robert Cargill are set to do this Bermuda Triangle themed thriller called Bermuda. They're after Chris Evans to star in this, so that's a big star to kind of to get on board. The plot details, you know, beyond saying that it's set in the sort of Caribbean region where planes and ships have gone missing over the years, they've been kept under wraps. This sort of comes from a situation where the director here, Scott, stepped away from directing the Doctor Strange sequel, and he was replaced by Sam Raimi. And in a curious sort of twist of fate, Sam Raimi was once upon a time attached to Bermuda.
Okay.
So it's like they've switched, you know, but it'll all be a mystery probably.
It probably will. All right. The Dublin International Film Festival finishes up tomorrow night. Well done indeed to all involved in a great festival. I'm looking forward to seeing the film herself, the closing gala, tomorrow night. But tomorrow day, Garrett?
Yeah, there's an interesting screening taking place at the IFI. It happens at 2 o'clock. I think it's a good chance to go along. Something special, something different. They're actually screening two silent films, a double bill of these short films from 1922, with the accompaniment of a pianist, Stephen Horne, who will be playing the score alongside.
Sounds
so
lovely.
Isn't that a nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon? So that's at 2 p.m. at the IFI. So one of the wrap-up events for the festival.
And as one festival ends, another is launched. Tell us about Belfast.
Yes, the 20th year of this festival. They've packed in a lot into it this year. They launched it on Thursday, but it's going to run from April 1st to the 9th. The organisers hope to draw a record crowd, really. They've got a big showcase of 114 screenings and events, which is going to range in terms of all different types of creative and interactive activities over the 9 days. It kicks off with a premiere of the 1990s inspired comedy drama Our Ladies, which will be introduced by director Michael Caton Jones. Special guests include the multi-award winning star of theatre, film and television, Leslie Manville. Mm. There's also going to be an In Conversation event with BAFTA winning writer and producer John Lloyd. Did things like Blackadder and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Oscar winning producer Jeremy Thomas of The Last Emperor will participate in a special event with filmmaker Mark Cousins. Michael Smiley will be in town. Kim Newman, the film critic and writer as well. And Christian Berger, the White Ribbon cinematographer, will host a masterclass for some lucky filmmakers. So
sounds
a lot
great.
Going on in Belfast.
Best wishes to all in Belfast. What trailer are you recommending?
It's Tom Hanks starring in a big movie. Yeah. It's called Greyhound, and this is a story where he plays a USN commander who must protect an international convoy of 37 Allied ships from wolf packs of German U-boats as they cross the North Atlantic. And at the same time, he's kind of having a bit of self-doubt as well. Stephen Graham joins him in this.
He does.
Elizabeth Shue as well. He's written the screenplay for
Isn't it interesting? He wrote the screenplay, and it's very much that war at sea from the trailer. You know, we haven't seen that in a while, actually.
No,
it's a good looking trailer.
Special effects nowadays make so much of that possible. It looks very realistic and it looks like there's a lot of action. And of course, we love Tom Hanks
we
in
do.
A World War II setting. He's just brilliant
at it.
He can
do no wrong.
He can do no
wrong.
So that'll open in June. Yeah, Greyhound. Go look at the trailer.
All right, let's look at new releases in cinemas this weekend, starting with this one, Military Wives.
They need something to focus on.
I think Afghan is enough.
No, besides that, they need something to work on collectively, a project, something that brings them together.
Look, if you think singing Onward Christian Soldiers is what the women need, then you're more out of touch than I thought.
I am simply trying to do my duty as Colonel's wife.
Look,
to the best
if you
of my ability.
Do it. Just go ahead. You don't need my permission.
We both know the women won't join if you don't. I'm quite aware of how they feel about me. Listen, I know you still want to be part of the gang, but unfortunately, you have a leadership role on this tour, and that means responsibilities. You may not need the choir, Lisa, but those women do.
That is Military Wives, featuring our own Sharon Horgan and Kristen Scott Thomas, Garrett.
Yeah, so this is a story about when their husbands go on manoeuvres in Afghanistan. Lisa, played by Sharon Horgan, is tasked with keeping the wives on the base occupied. And what they do is they set up a choir, and you get this fun kind of comedy. Good cast, though,
yeah, based,
as well.
Based on
so
the true
that's
story,
Military
yeah.
Wives. So something completely different is the true history of the Kelly Gang. This is about the famous Ned Kelly, who's brought to life, really, in this film. He was involved in a lot of crime, a lot of wrongdoings as well. But a good cast in this.
Yeah.
We've seen this on screen before.
A few times, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, various different versions. George McKay stars in it. Essa Davis, Russell Crowe, Nicholas Holt, and Charlie Hunman star in that as well.
It's been good ones. We have a new one from Pixar.
Yeah, so Pixar are back again with this is Onward. It's set in a world of sort of elves and unicorns and mythical creatures. But magic no longer exists as technology advances and replaces it. So years after magic has faded from the world, Barely Lightfoot, played by Chris Pratt, longs its return. But his little brother, Ian, played by Tom Holland, who has just turned 16, is more concerned with high school and missing their dad. So
the missing their dad part. And it's a story of sort of a brotherly relationship at the end. I would say it's good, not classic Pixar, but it really takes up in the final act, actually. So kids will enjoy it. That's Onward. And we have a documentary this week, too.
Yeah, we do. Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, sort of reflects on the life and works of the author, examines how Toni's books touch so many from all different walks of life. We've got Fantasy Island as well. This is about guests that come to this luxury resort, but their fantasies turn into nightmares. And then we've also got The Photograph. This is about a daughter of a famous photographer, falls in love with a journalist and learns untold secrets about her late mother along the way. So that is your selection.
Okay, what about TV-wise? What are you picking for us?
Yeah, so it's on later this afternoon or early this evening. It's a movie called Wonder. It's about a 10-year-old boy with facial disfigurements that has so far required almost 30 operations to sort of take on a new challenge in his life, which is now going to a mainstream school for the first time. He struggles to fit in. His fellow pupils in the community are forced to learn the power of compassion and acceptance. Julia
it's a
Roberts,
lovely film, actually. It could have been very overly sentimental, but it's beautifully done.
And I think it's a nice family film
as
well.
Yes, have the tissues at the ready. It's very emotional.
Jacob Tremblay actually stars in it, Owen Wilson as well. So it's on at 6:35 on RT1 this evening.
Lovely. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.